USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the accused mastermind behind the September 11th terror attack, and four other high-profile detainees at the United States' detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, resumed a pretrial hearing on Tuesday. The five detainees appearing in court together, smiling in an apparently jovial mood for the first time in 500 days due to delays brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden is speaking after getting a tour of parts of Queens, New York that were battered by the remnants of Hurricane Ida.
These waves crashed through the streets here, testing the aging infrastructure and taking lives. More lives were taken here than down in Louisiana.
Biden's visit comes after he approved a disaster declaration for New York State. USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. Our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.